Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this July 11th, 2023. It is 3:30 on the clock. I'll get this right one day. We want to welcome in our good friend, Lindsay Scheider. She is Director of Business Development and Real Estate Professional over Coal Banker Sear Realtors. It's time to Let's Talk Real Estate. Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning, or afternoon.
Good afternoon. I knew I was going to do that. Thanks. Already know we record this in the morning. It's good to have you here. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm well. Thanks, James, for having me.
We want to address something right out the gate. For years, this segment has existed, and we've done this segment with our good friend J.R. Seward. The last time you guys joined us, we talked about the transition that was taking place, and Lindsay's going to be joining us going forward now. But we do want to thank J.R. for all the months and years, the decades of work that he has done in this area for our community and hanging out with me and Carl and so many others over the years on this show. We greatly appreciate that work, and we're really looking forward to working with you, Lindsay.
Absolutely. I'm excited to be here. And yeah, we're grateful for everything that JR has done and will continue to do for our company over at Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors. He continues to work in an advisory role as we transition, and he's still working as an agent for people who are looking to buy and sell in the area.
And Lindsay's keeping up a very strong tradition of not only joining us with important information for our community and giving us insight that only you can get from Coldwell Banker, but also outdressing me like JR would do. In my defense, it's a laundry day. It's in my defense. But JR, you both always come in looking like top of the nine, sir.
Well, you look great. I don't know what you're talking about.
Lindsay, if you don't mind, I like to put people on the spot. I mean, ask origin story questions. Do you mind telling us a little bit about yourself so the audience knows a little more about you?
Absolutely. So I am originally from this area, born and raised, actually in the town of Rome area. And I did go to school in the Wisconsin Rapids area. My parents still live here. My in-laws live here. So we're just a big, happy family in this community, and we love it here. I did go away to school. I went to UW-Eau Claire.
Nice.
I have a degree in organizational communications with a minor in math. And that took me to Minneapolis right after graduation. I worked at an advertising agency where I worked my way up. They were a direct response ad agency. So we started in radio. So there's a little bit of history with the radio background of things. And then I worked my way up to being a TV producer. We did TV commercials. So that was a fun thing to experience. And then when it was time to start a family, I moved back to my hometown with my husband, and we have two children, and they're getting old fast. I mean, older, I should say.
It happens way too fast.
I know,
way
it does. Too fast. So my oldest will be starting middle school this year. My littlest is still in elementary school, but they're in everything under the sun, baseball, softball, soccer, cheerleading, all the things. And so we enjoy doing those things and watching them along the way.
Greatly appreciate that. Thanks for sharing that, Lindsay. And I think it's also noteworthy, not only because all that's very cool, and I would love to talk to you hours about your career path and everything, but certainly you being a local, we love that around here. But we also, not only because we like supporting our locals, but it shows the investment that you have when you're finding homes or helping sell homes for people. This is your community, too. You live here, too. Your kids go to school here. It matters on a different level, I think, than just a job or just a profession. I am curious, what got you into real estate?
So that's an interesting story. So our current managing broker, Jennifer, actually was assisting my husband and I with the sale of a home when we were transitioning to just a bigger space as we were growing our family. And she saw something in me at that time. I mean, that was actually we just had our 10-year anniversary in our home here at the beginning of July. So that was 10 years ago that Jennifer and I connected in a professional capacity as I was her client. But she saw something in me and kind of told me right away that you'd be great in real estate. So I mulled that over a little bit while I was spending time with my young children at home, and then kind of dove straight in. The goal was to tippy-toe into the business, and that is not what happened at all. It was 0 to 60, but I don't regret any minute. I'm excited to be part of mm-hmm. our family of companies here at Coldwell Banker, and the synergy of what has happened over the course of the 10 years of me being in this industry is really exciting.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And I can hear it in your voice. That's very cool. That's very cool. It shows. Lindsay, we like to usually start with JR with a market update. If you don't mind, we'll go right there first.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I brought quite a bit of data with us today just to remind the listeners that we have this new transition with our brokerage that, you know, we have the Wisconsin Rapids office, the Town of Rome office, and the Adams Friendship office. Mm-hmm. And we really just cover the span of, you know, all the way up from Stevens Point down to the Wisconsin Dells. So I kind of brought a gamut of numbers for us to mm-hmm. discuss and some interesting things for us to talk about.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll start in the greater Wisconsin Rapids area.
Sounds good.
So the average sold price continues to rise. It is up from right around $175,000 to right around $180,000 year over year. So if we're looking at that same time span of the beginning of the year through June, the ending of June here, since we're in July, that has risen over, you know, $5,000 over that past year. So that's great to see. We're also seeing that some of the number of homes being sold, we're still a little bit down year over year. So last year, from January to June, was 216 homes sold. And this time frame of this year of 2023, from January to June, is right under 200. But I do want to say that even though it's still down, it's not as significant as we were seeing before.
Yeah.
That year-over-year gap is starting to close, which is a great sign. We're, in addition to, like we're talking about, those prices still being up and sellers still getting above asking price when those multiple offer situations are being created in the market.
What about the Adams County area? How about that?
So the Adams County, I was looking over the entire space just because Town of Rome, of course, and Adams Friendship live in that county.
Yeah.
But that average sales price is also up. We're up from $243,000 up to just over $275,000 for our average sold price. So that continues to rise as well. In addition to the number of properties sold, we were at 225 sold last year, January to June, and this year we're at 179 January to June of this year. And we are holding steady on the list to sales price ratio across the county of Adams, that we're right under 100%. So again, those sellers are still kind of getting at or very close to what they're asking.
And finally, the Town of Rome.
So the Town of Rome is just a very interesting pocket of homes just because we have the, you know, the lakes, the amenities and things like that. But these numbers are a little mind-boggling, to be honest with you. Our average sales price is up again. It used to be last year at this time it was $325,000, and we are up to just under $400,000. And just keep in mind to the listeners that that's the average sales price. So when we're looking at some of the outliers of those high sale prices that we're finding, especially those waterfront homes, they are hitting the market. They're getting snatched up, the summer market is really just continuing to hold that low inventory, meaning not that we, like we're seeing with our numbers of the number of sold, we have houses to sell, but they're entering the market and going under contract really quickly. So they're really no longer part of like that active inventory. And then we still have that high buyer demand.
I, like you, Lindsay, my first, not an origin story, but not from here originally, but when I first moved up here, I spent my first handful of years in the Rome area. And as a kid, it always seemed like such a beautiful area, but my papa would talk about it all the time, that eventually there's going to be houses all along here. They'd even mm-hmm. point to a stretch of land or something like that. And mm-hmm. I hadn't been out there in a long time, and I would say right after the pandemic kind of opened things up again and stuff, I took a drive out there to check things out. And it was just a whole different world to me. Mm-hmm. I did not realize how much that area had blown up.
Yeah.
It makes sense with the rise of Sand Valley and so many other great things in the Rome area. And obviously, you hit it on the head right away. Even without any of that, you're always going to have those lakes and that lakefront mm-hmm. property, which is always going to be a very valuable thing.
Yeah.
So some of this stuff makes sense. And even with all that, it's still mind-boggling. Mm-hmm. It is still a little surprising to see that. Even with all these factors playing in, I don't think we're... It's interesting when you're surprised and not at the same time, you know, it's an interesting thing there that's going on with not only Rome, but all these areas.
Yeah. Well, I think it feels like a really quick correction in the market that these prices are going up really fast. But really, when you think about, right, a home, it, for most people, is considered an investment because it appreciates over time.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're finding is that actually, if we kind of remove the dip of like 08, 09, when we kind of had mm-hmm. that housing depression, that if you take the average increase, which on average nationwide, not specifically in our market, but average, it's 5% increase year over year is what a home is likely to appreciate.
Hmm.
And so if we take that line from, if we just kind of delete that nice little depression that we had and we take our 5%, we're actually very much in line with where we should be without that depression. But we're just making a very quick correction. And I would say also that across these market areas, that our housing has still been really affordable.
Mm.
Like when you look at lake properties outside of our pocket of central Wisconsin, even just southern Wisconsin, you know, waterfront homes mm-hmm. like are exponentially more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So even, you know, we just had really, really affordable housing, and now we're correcting to be more in line with what that market can hold.
Speaking with Lindsay Scheider, Director of Business Development and Real Estate Professional with Cole Banker Sear Realtors. And Lindsay and I are going to be just fine working together. Right on my notes, is the market evening out? That was my first question after this. So it does seem like that, though. It does seem like that is happening right now.
I mean, I guess it depends on what you mean by evening out.
Yeah, I should have made it more specific. Evening out in these particular zip codes, evening out in this area. Like I always like to mention, when it comes to real estate especially, it's like baseball. It's a rural thing.
Mm-hmm.
The more local, it's a local thing to people. When you see the national headlines or you see, you know, the big news outlets talking about a story, I don't say that you shouldn't listen to it and research or what have you, but take in mind that everything is different by zip code when it comes to this industry.
Absolutely. So I have a brother who lives out in California, and even just the home values of what the house is, like the nuts and bolts of like the number of bedrooms and bathrooms or the square footage, you take that house from California that might be priced in the millions and you just transplant that to central Wisconsin or vice versa, the values are so catastrophically different. So I think that's a positive thing for mm-hmm. us here in central Wisconsin, that we have affordable housing, even though we feel like we're getting pinched a little. I mean, a positive thing for our sellers, of course, anyone who's looking to sell, an amazing time to think about that.
You know, let's go right to that, Lindsay. Let's get into the value that you guys offer to a buyer, to a seller who is looking to get into this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are seeing in the industry that just because of the fast-paced market, competitive sellers market that we're in, we find sellers that may find themselves asking, like, why do I even need a realtor, mm-hmm. right? Like, and valid question, and I would love to talk about that. but there's so many different reasons that an agent can make your life, your transaction, the selling of your home, the transition of it all, go more easily and actually help your pocketbook as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my number one reason that I had here noted was just a seller who chooses to work with a well-trained professional, such as our team, of course, at Coldwell Banker, Seaward Realtor Agents, and across our family of companies, you're more likely to get more money for your property. Mm-hmm. You know, sellers and agents are going to work hand in hand to set that asking price. And ultimately, really, really in the market, of course, a reminder to us all that the buyer will set a sales price. But when you price your home too high, you can miss out on potential buyers. But pricing your property at a fair market value from the start is going to generate just more activity from the local agents that are working with home buyers, as well as home buyers looking on their own. And you know, enough to attract enough attention to result in showings, and then, of course, ideally, an offer for your property.
You had me at more money. You, it sounds good. Sign me up. In all seriousness, I mean, we want you to get every penny you deserve for mm-hmm. that home. Mm-hmm. And by going to professionals, that's how that happens. Mm-hmm. You don't have to necessarily believe us. You can. This is a search engine away. You look at the statistics. It tells you. It's overwhelming how many people are more satisfied with their sale of their home when they go through a real estate agent. Mm-hmm. It's overwhelming the differences of people doing this. And the horror stories I hear from people that did this on their own, mm-hmm. thought they had their T's crossed, their I's dotted, and then this. And it's always something. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of somebody doing this on their own and everything going completely smoothly, mm-hmm. which is what we're looking for with one of the more difficult transitions that we have here. Yep. Going from home to home or home to apartment or what have you mm-hmm. isn't easy. And having a trusted real estate agent with you along this process is not just somebody to hold your hand. It's somebody that you can vent to, talk to, mm-hmm. that you can bounce ideas off of. When you have those weird, crazy questions at midnight, you can send an email off to and everything. Like, you're a confidant as much as your brains are important in this, your shoulders are too, and being there for people. I know that JR and the team over there did that for my mom and dad, and their first ever home purchase. I've never seen my mom and dad more nervous about anything, and I've mm-hmm. seen them through some tough times. And JR was literally with them through the whole process, mm-hmm. calming my mother down about that and everything.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. That is, I mean, we are able to guide a seller just through every part of the transaction. I mean, and to your point, you know, like if a seller is looking for a quick sale, we can help with the expedientness of the sale, reducing that amount of hassle, whether it's during the time that you're listed or when you're under contract. I mean, as agents, we're really just trained to ask the right questions, communicate the right details, and make that transition as smooth as possible. And that also goes into just some properties can benefit from some pre-listing prep.
Yeah.
And that's sometimes that, you know, a for sale by owner, a person maybe wouldn't consider or think about, but that is another avenue of support and advice that an agent can present and bring to the table, whether it's a pre-listing inspection, some updates or repairs, to just even some simple decluttering or home staging, all possible ways to just prep your house, have it ready for sale, and then hopefully elicit, you know, a higher sales price. And we would love to, you know, assist with that every step of the way.
Mm-hmm. As far as the knowledge that you guys bring to this, I don't know if we've mentioned this, but Coldwell Banker has been around a long time doing this. And you don't just get the agent that you're, you know, assigned to, or the agent that, you know, takes your house. You are getting the whole team. The whole mm-hmm. team works together, mm-hmm. shares information, works together, leans on each other. So you've got all of that going into this.
Absolutely.
What are some other things as far as that goes, Lindsay, before we go to buyers?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, I guess I just to put the elephant out in the room, people just think that it's just easy, right? You snap some photos, you add some mm-hmm. information, and then you just wait for closing day. And it's interesting that is the perception of the general public, that it's just easy to do that. But there is so many different steps, and I won't bore you with all of them, but there's a laundry list of steps that happen through a real estate transaction. It comes with many moving parts, timelines, different professionals involved as far as inspections and closing agents, settlement agents. And we love to think of your agent as your tour guide for each step of that sale. And, you know, each step really requires its own expertise and focus and communication, not to mention a few pieces of paperwork. and so just keeping things moving forward and making sure that the agent is involved during that like life cycle of your sale.
So as far as that the seller goes, Lindsay, is there some other things you want to touch on? Because we got about 5 minutes left. Maybe we get into buyers the next time we get together.
Okay, yep, that sounds
good. If that sounds good to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we can take a little more time with the seller end of things. Because sure. I know you had some more information on that.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to talk about like the full service marketing that we offer. That at Coldwell Banker, we design a winning marketing strategy for the property. We are experts at being proactive, using an arsenal of marketing and sales techniques to market your property. And we are just advertising it everywhere. We're advertising on the multiple listing service, the database. So that's, you know, is something that all agents in our area have access to. It all also automatically shares information across to any home buyer who has a trusted agent working on their behalf. So to dive into the buyer side just for a second, that if you have an agent working on your behalf looking for properties, that likely will set you up on what's called a home watch so that properties can be disseminated to you quickly, easily, as soon as they hit the market. And so that is a great way and a very encompassing way to market across the whole internet. We have you marketed social media, just so many advertising avenues to make sure that we're maximizing the number of people that are going to see your property.
I had the chance to do this show with JR for a number of years, and it's one of my favorite half an hours of the month because I love learning, and I love learning about subjects that I don't know much about. I, other than as an actor playing a real estate agent, I don't know that I've ever needed the info, but I love it, and I love learning all this stuff. All that being said, there is still a lot of jargon that I don't even know, and I don't understand. I think that that's a big part of why you go to a real estate agent as well, the contracts, the lingo.
Absolutely. I mean, the contracts necessary to buy and sell, they're lengthy and they're detailed. They are drafted by lawyers. So some of them get a little tricky, but we as the Coldwell Banker family of companies, we really know them like the back of our hand. We work with these contracts every day. We know what's important and how to get creative to adjust them when we need to. And to your point, absolutely. There is definitely some industry jargon that is used in the document. Sometimes it can feel like a foreign language to people that are outside of our industry. But we, as real estate agents, we take the time to explain the purpose of these documents, answer questions to anything that you don't understand, and making sure that we're clarifying those terms that you're ultimately agreeing and signing. You know, it's important to understand what you're signing, and we want to make sure that we communicate that correctly.
It's nice to know, with arguably the biggest and most important purchase you're going to make as far as size of this and importance and everything, that you guys are with them every step. Yes. You guys who follow, you're right there, side by side.
Yep. I mean, if anyone is wishing that they had someone to walk them through this process or you negotiate on their behalf, you know, have your best interests at heart, even like you said, you know, go to for sound advice, like look no further. We are here. The Coldwell Banker family of companies. We are here to do exactly that, to be there every step of the way for each and every one of our clients.
As far as our market update went, we certainly want to send a big shout out to some people over there before we wrap up today.
Absolutely. We would love to give a huge shout out to our associates. We have been working hard to bring more listings to the market, draft competitive offers for our buyers, successfully negotiate for our sellers, and just really use our market knowledge as power for our customers and clients. We're excited to be doing this for our community, and we would love to help anyone who is considering buying and selling.
You did it, Lindsay. That's it. That's your first episode. You got it down. And you did great. That was awesome. You killed it. Wonderful job.
Thank you.
If people have follow-up questions, want to know more, how can they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. So for further information, feel free to call our Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors office at 715-424-4800.
Lindsay Scheider, Director of Business Development and Real Estate Professional with Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors. Looking forward to another episode next month of Let's Talk Real Estate. Thanks, Lindsay.
Thanks, James.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.